Fashion Notes, 11 Best and Worst Dressed at the 2025 Grammys. By John Binder on February 3, 2025. This year's Grammys were last night and I watched the red carpet so you didn't have to. Now, let's sit and judge who got it wrong and who got it oh so right. Best Dressed, Charlie XCX and Jean-Paul Gaultier Haute Couture. It's only fitting that the year of Brat ended with 200 meters of hand-shredded chiffon courtesy of Jean-Paul Gaultier Haute Couture that only hit the runway days ago. Charlie XCX rounded out the year she helped define with this beautiful gown in an unusual dusty gray tone, black open-toe boots, and her signature messy black curls. It's a look that captures youth culture and streetwear today, making it my top pick for the evening. Worst Dressed, Beyoncé in Schiaparelli Haute Couture. Beyoncé in this Schiaparelli Haute Couture gown couldn't be more predictable if she tried. She's veering into Jennifer Lopez territory where we come to know one look from her with very little variation. The hair is perhaps too platinum and the paisley beadwork of the dress is a little too on the nose for her country era. Not even 25-carat pear-shaped diamonds from Lorraine Schwartz could save this look. Best and Worst Dressed, Taylor Swift and Vivienne Westwood. I believe this is the first time Taylor Swift has ever landed on my best dressed list and I'm happy that it's for a Vivienne Westwood number. This is one of only a handful of appearances where Swift has balanced elegance and hotness. But, yes there's a but, just as much as I love this frock, Swift managed to add some cheeseball symbolism which she does so well. Not only is the dress in the color of the Kansas City Chiefs, there's also a small tea chain hanging from her leg, a nod to her boyfriend Travis Kelce. Puke. Worst Dressed, Jennifer Lopez and Stefan Roland. At first glance, Jennifer Lopez and this Stefan Roland ensemble seem to be wearing a black turtleneck and a sparkling floating cloud as a skirt. On second glance, I realized my first glance was 100% accurate. Best Dressed, Sabrina Carpenter and J.W. Anderson. Sabrina Carpenter and custom J.W. Anderson is really what the Grammys have always been about. It's sort of ridiculous, over the top, flashy, and doesn't make sense in any other setting. The Jean Harlow, Cinderella quality of this gown is what first caught my eye. Then, I dug into the back of the dress and couldn't help but assume that Anderson pulled inspiration from Edith Head's backless gown for Shirley MacLaine in 1964 is what a way to go. Just like that film, this was the campiest of camp. Best and Worst Dressed, Chapel Roan and Jean-Paul Gaultier Haute Couture. I just know there will be a gaggle of Fashion Notes readers who will think I'm clinically insane for putting Chapel Roan on my best dressed list. Don't worry though, she's also one of my worst dressed, but let me explain. This gown, alone, is breathtaking. It's a vintage Jean-Paul Gaultier Haute Couture number from his spring/summer 2003 runway show and features silk organza with French impressionist Edgar Degas ballerinas. It's a total fashion moment for the ages. Simultaneously, is Chapel Roan the appropriate wearer? Not exactly. The gown wears her and her makeup is more fit for her own stage persona than a garment like this that calls for everyone's undivided attention. Worst Dressed, Bianca Censori. Let me say this, if Bianca Censori was a man, she'd have been arrested for public indecency. What happened to equal rights? Best Dressed, Miley Cyrus and Saint Laurent. Anthony Vaccarello at Saint Laurent seldom gets it wrong when he dresses a starlet for the red carpet. Miley Cyrus in this black leather crisscross gown resembles the wardrobe of Angelina Jolie in her heyday when she and Brad Pitt were famously dating. I'd have thrown her hair into a ponytail, but the blunt bangs and chopped up layers aren't nearly as bad as Beyoncé's wig. Worst Dressed, Olivia Rodrigo and Versace. I know. Readers will say what's the difference between Olivia Rodrigo's vintage Versace dress and Miley's Saint Laurent dress? There's a big difference, actually. Miley's looks like a dress. Olivia's looks like one of those dreadful mid-2010s monokinis. Best Dressed, Lainey Wilson and Sergio Hudson. Lainey Wilson in this custom Sergio Hudson suit was a breath of fresh air. Loyal Fashion Notes readers will know that I love women in tuxes, suits, and menswear. Here, Lainey hits it just right with an extra-large lapel, a giant turquoise western pendant, and nothing more than her cowboy hat. It's effortlessly cool for such a contrived, pre-planned event. Worst Dressed, Billie Eilish and Prada. I thought this was awful then she turned around and I haven't been able to stop asking myself, Why is she wearing a dry erase board on her back? John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.